All right. Welcome to another deep dive with us.
Yeah.
Where we unpack some fascinating source material.
Yeah.
And try to figure out what it all means.
Mm.
Today we're going on a trip.
Hey.
Into the wild world of homestuck online communities.
Right.
We're talking like forum posts, threads, the whole shebang.
Cool.
And our mission is to like decode.
Yeah.
This unique internet subculture for you.
Okay.
And trust me, it's a challenge.
Oh, I bet.
Get ready for slang, inside jokes, and maybe even some head-scratching moments.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. So what's so intriguing about these communities?
Well, what's so intriguing is that they're like intensely focused on Homestuck, which is a webcomic with a reputation for complexity and like a super dedicated, even eccentric fan base.
Yeah.
And these forums become like their own little universes with their own language and customs.
It's like stepping into an alternate dimension of the internet.
Totally.
Yeah. I took a peek at the source material. It's a wild mix of in-jokes, intense discussions about characters.
Yeah.
And this weird undercurrent of nostalgia for the early internet.
Oh, interesting.
It's definitely not your average fan forum.
I see.
So how about we start with the basics?
Okay.
For anyone who might not be familiar with Homestuck.
So Homestuck itself is massive.
Right.
It's not just a story. It's like this multimedia experience with animation games.
Oh, what?
And even its own programming language is woven in.
Really?
Yeah. And this complexity is mirrored in the forums.
Okay.
Where fans go deep into analysis theories and even create their own content.
Wow.
Inspired by the comic.
So they're really dedicated.
Oh, yeah. This dedication to the source material helps explain the forum's insular nature.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just casually chatting.
Okay.
They're building upon this intricate world they share.
So it's not just about liking the comic.
Right.
It's about participating in its evolution in a way.
Exactly.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah.
But you mentioned nostalgia, and I noticed that a lot in the forums too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not just reminiscing about Homestuck itself, but about things like old memes, Quimmer News ads.
Uh-huh.
Even something referred to as the Rams, which I have like vague memories of.
Yeah, that's one of the first things that jumps out.
Okay.
The constant callbacks to older internet culture.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like this yearning for older internet culture reflects a deeper dissatisfaction with the current state of the internet.
Interesting.
Perhaps they see it as overly commercialized, sanitized, or lacking the same sense of chaotic fun.
Yeah.
The Quimmer News ads and the Rams are perfect examples.
Okay.
They represent a time when the internet felt more experimental.
Okay.
Less polished and full of absurdist humor.
Right.
That's harder to find today.
You're saying it's not just nostalgia.
Yeah.
It's a reaction against how the internet has changed.
I think so.
That's an interesting take. It also seems like they're really self-aware about their own obsessions.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, in one post, a user questions if their love for making sorter pages.
Okay.
Which are basically tools for organizing things.
I see.
It's a sign of being on the autism spectrum.
Right. They're in on the joke of their own intense fandom.
Yeah.
There's a layer of meta humor where they acknowledge that their deep dives into character analysis, complex theories, or even these sorter pages can seem a bit much to outsiders.
Yeah.
It's like they're preemptively addressing the potential criticism by making fun of themselves first.
It's like they're building a wall with humor.
Totally.
Saying, we know it's weird.
Yeah.
But we own it.
Exactly.
Which, to be fair, is kind of endearing.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the elephant, or maybe the eldritch horror in the room.
Okay.
The dark humor.
Uh-huh.
It's everywhere in these forums.
Yeah.
Often pushing boundaries.
Right.
And venturing into territories some might find offensive.
That dark humor is definitely a defining feature.
Right.
It's often absurd, self-deprecating, and interwoven with their in-jokes and references.
Right.
It's almost like they've created a safe space for this type of humor.
Okay.
Understanding that within their community, the intent is not to cause harm.
Right.
But to create a shared sense of absurdity.
Okay.
It's like a pressure valve for dealing with the world outside.
Like a coping mechanism.
Exactly.
Okay. But some of the examples are intense.
Oh, yeah.
Like their interactions with Megidoshin.
Okay.
Which, for our listeners, is an AI chatbot.
Oh, cool.
Designed to mimic a Homestuck character.
I see.
They're constantly asking it questions, making requests,
mm-hmm.
and treating it as a sort of digital oracle.
Megidoshin is a great example of how this community blends.
Right.
Its love for Homestuck with technology and that dark humor.
Right.
They'll ask the AI to analyze things,
uh-huh.
make predictions, or even write poetry.
Oh, wow.
All while poking fun at it and acknowledging its limitations.
Interesting.
It's almost like a performance art piece.
Okay.
Where they're exploring the boundaries of what an AI can do.
Right.
Both technically and creatively.
It's like a digital Ouija board.
Yeah.
But with more memes and less summoning of ancient evils.
Right.
Probably.
Hopefully.
Speaking of niche interests.
Okay.
There's this recurring obsession with Nancy 4.
Well, right.
Which is short for the comic strip Nancy.
Oh, okay.
It just seems to pop up everywhere.
The Nancy 4 thing is fascinating.
Yeah.
It seems mundane,
right.
but their interest is so specific,
okay.
so intense,
yeah.
that it becomes almost surreal.
Right.
They analyze panels,
mm-hmm.
debate interpretations,
okay.
and even talk about setting up a Nancy 4 NTR image board,
uh-huh.
which, without going into detail, is definitely niche.
Okay.
It highlights their tendency to fixate on
yeah.
seemingly random things
right.
and turn them into elaborate inside jokes and complex discussions.
Like they create a whole world around it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's really interesting how they do that. It's like they take these seemingly ordinary things
right.
and inject them with this like Homestuck infused meaning,
okay.
creating layers of in-jokes and references that only they fully understand.
Right.
Which brings us to a question
okay.
that keeps popping up as we dig into these forums.
Yeah.
Are these communities truly open to outsiders?
That's a good point.
Or is there an element of intentional insularity?
It's clear they have their own language and rituals.
Mm-hmm.
But is it more about shared understanding or about keeping people out?
Yeah.
I noticed some posts that hinted at that tension.
Oh, really?
Like, for example, one user complained about the forum's custom font.
Okay.
Calling it cursed and impossible to read.
Oh, wow.
Another user simply responded with, guess who?
Huh.
As if to say, if you don't get it, you don't belong.
Right. That's a perfect example of the gatekeeping that can happen.
Yeah.
Fluency in their jargon, their memes, their way of thinking
right.
becomes the price of entry.
Okay.
It's not necessarily malicious.
Right.
It's more about protecting their shared space.
Okay.
And ensuring everyone's on the same wavelength.
So it's like a test.
Yeah.
If you can't decipher the code, you're not one of them.
Exactly.
That makes sense. But it also seems like there's some real hostility
okay.
towards anyone who tries to change things or impose rules.
Absolutely. There's a strong resistance to any perceived external control.
Right.
One user even accused a moderator of using rule enforcement as a power play to assert authority and censor their fun.
Wow.
It's like they see any attempt at moderation as a threat
okay.
to their freedom of expression and the unique culture they've built.
It's fascinating how protective they are of their space
mm-hmm.
and their right to be well themselves.
Yeah.
But this defensiveness isn't just directed inwards.
Oh, really?
They have some pretty intense rivalries.
Okay.
Especially with another webcomic creator.
All right.
They call O9Dev or sometimes. And this is where the language gets really problematic.
Okay.
O9Nig.
The O9Dev rivalry is more than just creative differences.
Okay.
It's symbolic of a larger struggle against what they perceive as mainstream values and corporate influence.
Interesting.
They see O9Dev as a sellout who's compromised his artistic vision for commercial success.
Right.
It's like he embodies everything they reject.
Oh, kind of.
Conformity censorship and the sanitization of the internet.
So it's this us versus them mentality.
Exactly.
Where they're defending not just their community,
mm-hmm.
but a whole way of thinking about the internet.
Right.
They're the rebels fighting against the empire.
It's this David and Goliath narrative
okay.
where they see themselves as the underdogs
right.
fighting for creative freedom and authentic expression.
Mm-hmm.
And their use of language, even when offensive,
right.
becomes part of their rebellion.
Okay.
It's a way to shock, to push boundaries,
yeah,
and to assert their right to be different.
It's like they're reclaiming the Wild West spirit of the early internet.
Oh, yeah.
Where anything goes.
Totally.
But let's shift gears a bit.
Okay.
And talk about their relationship with artificial intelligence.
All right.
Which seems both fascinated and kind of freaked out.
Interesting.
We've already touched on Megidoshin.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot more to unpack there.
What's interesting is how they oscillate
okay.
between playfulness and anxiety when it comes to AI.
Right.
They'll use Megidoshin for entertainment, ask it bizarre questions,
right,
and then turn around and express fears about AI becoming too powerful or manipulating them.
In one thread, a user even talked about wanting to create an AI.
Oh, wow.
That could analyze voices in YouTube videos.
Okay.
To determine the speaker's gender.
Interesting.
It's a strange request and a little unnerving, honestly.
Yeah.
It's like they want to use AI to confirm their own biases and worldview.
It highlights a tendency to see AI as a tool for validating their beliefs and, in some cases, attacking those they perceive as enemies.
Right.
It's like they're projecting their own anxieties and prejudices onto this technology.
Okay.
It's a reminder that even with AI,
right,
the human element is always present
with
all its complexities and imperfections.
It's a reminder that technology is never neutral.
Exactly.
It reflects the intentions and biases of its creators and users.
Right.
But there's also this genuine fear of the unknown with AI, right?
Yeah.
Like in another post, someone worried about AI being used to create fake versions of themselves.
Okay.
Leading to a loss of identity and authenticity.
That fear of being replaced,
right,
of losing control to a superior intelligence, it's a common theme in science fiction.
Yeah.
But it seems particularly potent in this community.
Okay.
They're acutely aware of AI's potential,
right,
to manipulate, deceive, and even surpass human capabilities.
Wow.
It's like they see the dark side of technological advancement more clearly than most. It's like they're both fascinated by the fire. And terrified of getting burned.
Right.
And honestly, who can blame them?
Yeah.
We're all grappling with these questions about AI's role in our lives.
One user even compared their experience with AI to playing a horror game.
All right.
Where the protagonist is forced to make terrible choices that make them seem like a sociopath.
Wow.
It's this unsettling feeling of being manipulated by a force you don't fully understand.
It's a chilling analogy.
Yeah.
That captures the unease
many
feel about AI's potential impact on our lives.
Right.
But before we spiral into an existential crisis, let's zoom out a bit.
Right.
These Homestuck forums aren't just about memes and inside jokes.
Right.
They're also engaging with some big philosophical questions.
Oh, yeah.
About technology, society, and even the nature of reality.
Yeah. It's wild how these Homestuck communities can go from, like, dissecting obscure comic strip panels to debating the societal implications of AI in the blink of an eye.
Totally.
They seem acutely aware of the darker side of technological progress and how it might be shaping our world.
One user even compared modern society to the world depicted in the video game SMTIV.
All right.
Where technologically advanced elites rule over a population they see as gormless peasants.
Wow.
It's a pretty bleak outlook, but it reflects a genuine anxiety about growing societal divides and the potentially dehumanizing aspects of technology.
So they're worried that technology, instead of liberating us, might actually be creating new forms of inequality and control.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a pretty heavy topic for a fan forum.
It is.
It's also interesting how this ties into their obsession with authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be constantly pushing back against anything that feels fake, manufactured or inauthentic.
There's a real sense of mourning for what they see as a lost era of genuine expression.
Right.
One user even argued that Homestuck's own fandom, while necessary for its success, ultimately detracted from the comic's artistic merit.
Really?
It's like they see the forces of commercialization and mass consumption as corrupting forces.
Yeah.
That erode true creativity.
So they're not just anti-establishment.
Right.
They're anti the very idea of fandom itself.
It seems that way.
It's a pretty radical stance.
It is.
For a group that's built around a fan community.
It's a fascinating contradiction, right?
Yeah.
They recognize their own complicity in the system.
Okay.
While simultaneously yearning for something more pure, more authentic.
Right.
And this desire for genuine connection extends to their personal interactions as well.
Oh, interesting.
They're incredibly critical of anything that feels forced or performative, even positive emotions.
I noticed that too.
Oh, yeah.
There's this post where a user talks about feeling uncomfortable with the idea of interacting with someone they admire, even someone whose work they respect. They even say they might start tearing up like a BCH.
Wow.
If they had to talk to this person.
It's such a raw, vulnerable admission. It shows how deeply they value authenticity.
Right.
Even if it means being awkward or uncomfortable,
okay.
they'd rather be seen as weird or even rude
right.
than fake their emotions.
It's like they're allergic to anything
Strongly.
That feels like social posturing.
Yeah.
Which is ironic.
Right.
Considering they exist in this online space
mm-hmm.
where everyone is, to some extent, curating their persona.
Right.
But it speaks to a deeper human need
yeah.
for genuine connection.
Okay.
A desire to be seen and accepted for who you truly are,
mm-hmm.
flaws and all.
That's what makes these Homestuck communities so fascinating.
Yeah.
Beneath the layers of irony.
Okay.
The obscure in-jokes and the sometimes offensive humor.
Yeah.
There's a core of real human emotion, a longing for connection and authenticity.
Right.
In a world that often feels artificial and isolating.
They're like a digital tribe
mm-hmm.
huddled around the flickering fire of a shared passion.
Yeah.
Trying to make sense of a world that's increasingly complex and overwhelming.
And in their own strange, often contradictory way.
Right.
They're asking some of the most important questions of our time.
Okay, like what?
How do we navigate a world saturated with technology?
Mm.
How do we maintain a sense of self in a digital age?
Right.
And how do we find genuine connection
yeah.
amidst the noise and chaos of the internet?
It's been an incredible journey.
It has.
Into this weird, wild corner of the internet.
Yeah.
We've laughed, we've cringed,
cool.
and we've learned a lot
mm-hmm.
about the complexities of online communities.
Right.
And the very human desires that drive them.
We hope this deep dive has given you a new perspective on Homestuck.
Yeah.
And the communities that have sprung up around it.
It's a reminder that even the most obscure corners of the internet
mm-hmm.
can offer valuable insights into human behavior.
Yeah.
Cultural trends and the challenges of navigating a rapidly changing world.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
We'll be back soon with another fascinating exploration of the internet's hidden depths.
Until then, stay curious and keep exploring.